Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to start with the upcoming special legislative session in Sacramento to tackle high gas prices. Jamie Quirt, president of Consumer Watchdog, he testified earlier this week in front of the California Energy Commission about these high prices. Before we get into whether you think that we're actually going to do something about high gas prices in California, tell us a little bit about what is the problem? What engendered this special session, and what are people up in arms about?
We're up in arms about the fact that there's a $2.60 gap at its highest point between gas prices in California and the U.S. There's an unprecedented delta between those prices. And when you look at the profits that the oil refiners had in the first 9 months of the year, when our prices went up so much more than the U.S. prices, they were literally windfall profits. Their profits were four times what they were in the same 9 months last year. And by every measure, you know, if you look at their profits per gallon, they've doubled over the historic levels. If you look at their profits in California, the oil refiners over their profits in the U.S., they're 30% greater. So by every measure, we have windfall profits and we have extraordinarily high gas prices. And the governor said enough is enough. We got to do something to put a lid, to put a cap on how much these oil refiners can make when our gas prices are so much higher than the rest of America.
You know, Jamie, this issue has been on the table now ever since gas prices really started to spike in recent months. We've had you commenting on it many weeks here on KNX. We've also had some experts come on the air saying there's no gouging involved here. It's simply what the market can bear. Your reaction to what they say?
Well, the proof's in the profit report. And the experts, a lot of them are paid by the oil companies. The proof is always in the profit reports. And when you have the five oil refiners making $67 billion in profit in the first 9 months, when they made $17 billion in profits in the first 9 months of last year, there's obviously gouging going on. Our prices are way out of whack with U.S. prices. Their profits are way out of whack with profits made everywhere else and profits made historically in California. To me, it's a simple mathematical equation. And when they make those type of profits, if you can cap them and force them to rebate any of that price gouging, then you can stop those high prices. So I'm a little baffled by why everyone's not really focused on the bottom line, because the bottom line is we are paying outrageous prices. They are making outrageous profits. We need to get the profits back. It's a simple equation for me.
Very quickly, because, you know, gasoline is something that we got to have in our cars, even though we have a lot of hybrids on the road, you know, they take gas as well. And it's not like we can say, hey, we don't like these high gas prices. We're not going to pay. We just won't get gas. Mm-hmm. That's not a doable answer. So that said, what, if anything, can the state government do? And do you think that they'll actually do something this time?
Yes, the state government can set a windfall profits cap, which is a cap on how much the oil refiners can make in profit per gallon. I suggest 50 cents per gallon because they've only hit that mark three times in the last 20 years. This year, they're making 69 cents per gallon. And if we set that limit and force refunds in a price gouging penalty or rebate, that is what the governor has called for in the special session. That is what we're going to do. And it is a majority vote bill. If it's a price gouging penalty, it's not a tax. We're not taxing anyone. We're saying there is a limit to how much you can make off a gallon of gas. When your crude costs are something, you can charge for your crude costs. But when your profits are so high, there's a limit to how much you can profit from us. And if we do that and put the penalty in, it'll be a majority vote. And I have no doubt that it will be hard, but we will get it through the legislature. We can get a majority vote bill through this legislature. It won't be easy, but it will happen, and I'm hopeful that we'll have more than a majority vote for it. But I think it's going to happen this year. I've been watching this for 20 years, and I have a good feeling that this is the year the governor stood up for the public. He's going to bat. He's going to introduce the right type of legislation based on his special session declaration. And when he does that, we're gonna have the legislators confronted with choosing between the people and lower gas prices and the oil industry. We just had a poll today. Over 60% of the public supports a windfall profits cap and price gouging penalty. And it's in LA, it's 69%. It's across all regions, across all ethnicities. It's widely supported. So legislators are going to have to deal with that when they convene.
Jamie, before I let you go, if that doesn't happen, is there a compromise or is it all or nothing?
Well, it's not. Look, the compromise is at what level is there a windfall profit? That's the compromise. The compromise is how much profit can they make and what is a windfall profit? That's where the compromise is to be had. There's also going to be measures for greater transparency so we can get to more information. But ultimately, it comes down to how high should that windfall profit cap be set? And I think it's going to be set. And I hope they should be able to make a reasonable profit. But the types of profits we've been seeing now, no more.
Okay. Jamie, thank you again. That's Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.